from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Supreme Court upholding the law that will ban TikTok if it's not sold to a U.S. company. The law is set to take effect on Sunday. President-elect Trump is reportedly considering an executive order that would save the popular app. President Biden has said his administration will not enforce the ban before he leaves office. Reuters reported TikTok users will be greeted with a pop-up message that directs them to a website that has information about the ban starting Sunday. TikTok has denied a Bloomberg report earlier this week that it was considering a sale to billionaire Elon Musk. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin announcing Thursday that the Division of Consumer Affairs sent letters to just under 11,000 New Jersey businesses reiterating that selling flavored vapor products is against the law.
The letters were sent as part of a multi-state enforcement initiative to tackle the illegal sales of e-cigarettes, vapes, and other similar items. A release from Platkin's office emphasized that these products are especially attractive to children and have been linked to a nationwide uptick in adolescent tobacco consumption. The Garden State became the first state to prohibit the sales of these products back in 2020. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A 35-year-old Tinton Falls man has been arrested after police say he was caught filming another person in a restroom at the JCPenney store at the Willowbrook Mall in Wayne with his cell phone, according to police. The victim was in the bathroom stall January 10th when someone reached under the stall door with a cell phone and appeared to be recording. The victim later confronted the suspect, identified as Richard Jones Johnson Jr., and hit him. Jones Johnson apologized, saying he had been reaching for a dropped vape and accidentally turned on his phone cam. This portion of the news made possible by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com. The New Jersey Poison Control Center is reminding residents about the increased danger of carbon monoxide poisoning during winter storms. Managing Director Bruce Ruck says when people lose power during a storm, they may put a portable generator near or inside their homes.
So if you're using a portable generator, it must be 20 to 25 feet away from the home with a rather large extension cord bringing it in. So this way, none of those carbon monoxide gases come into the home.
He says make sure flues are open before starting a fire in the fireplace. Never warm up your car in the garage and clear snow blocking around your heating system, dryer, and other appliance vents. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. Pleasant today, but a wild weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Okay, here's the sequence of weather coming up for New Jersey. Nice today, some rain tomorrow, some accumulating snow on Sunday, and then ridiculously cold next week. Got all that? Today's the nice day with sunshine, light winds, and seasonable high temperatures reaching about 40 degrees this afternoon. Clouds will increase tonight, especially after midnight, with chilly low temperatures around 30. Tomorrow's the warmest day of the week, highs in the mid-40s with cloudy skies. Watch for a quick round of rain showers centered on the afternoon hours tomorrow. There is a limited chance for some wintry mix and slippery spots in northwestern New Jersey only tomorrow. Sunday turns colder, highs down to the lower 30s with sun and clouds. Snow becomes likely Sunday afternoon and evening with light to moderate accumulations across the Garden State. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews, and they back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. They can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation. Right now, Orange is 34, Hillsborough is also 34, Toms River's 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.